We are here in Jefferson City, Missouri. With me is Darren Enan, who is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. Just spoke to the Missouri Corn Growers Group here. One of the things that is a big issue here in Missouri this year with the legislative session, which is what we're doing here with the Missouri Corn Growers, is the threat of the Humane Society in the United States and what they're going after. Dog breeders, basically, they're going after, and livestock producers are next. I guess, you know, some people might look at why are the corn growers getting so involved in this? Why is this so important an issue for corn growers when it's really the livestock industry that we're looking at?
Well, it from a corn grower perspective, it affects us a couple different ways. Number one, the livestock industry is our largest user of corn. Mm-hmm. So that's very important that we keep that market and that demand there for our corn that we produce. The second thing is that we supply a lot of corn to the ethanol industry, which produces DDGs, which comes back to the livestock industry. So we've got two big users of corn that are both tied to the livestock industry in a roundabout way. And so it's very important that we help defend them because, you know, we can't be separated when it comes to agriculture. We're a small enough voice. We do need to stick and work together.
Do you see this as an issue that can really bring all of agriculture together?
I think so. You know, ag's worked pretty well together over the years. You know, sometimes with the food versus fuel debate or sometimes other issues that come up where we kind of splinter a little bit. But overall, we've always had good dialogue for the most part. We've always worked together. But an issue like this can definitely tie us together even closer, that it could be a good catalyst for it to continue to stay more tightly knit in the future.
We just came off the National Ethanol Conference. There seems to be a lot more optimism this year compared to last year. But we still have this indirect land use change issue facing us. We got a pretty favorable rule out of EPA on the RFS2, but it still has that indirect land use change thing in there. What are the corn growers doing about that issue, and how do you think that you can maybe make some impact on EPA and the federal government regarding that issue?
Well, we've tried to get them good science-based facts. We gave them a list of very qualified candidates to get on the CARB panel, for example, and instead of using people that are respected, they would pick people like Tim Searchinger, for example. And so we've done a lot of things. We try to be proactive to get the right scientists, the right science in front of CARB, for example, and the indirect land use piece. It's been ignored, so we'll continue to work on it. We'll continue to work on it legislatively. You know, Chairman Peterson is going to continue maybe to try to work a piece of legislation that would strip the indirect land use out of the RFS 2. And so those are the kind of angles we'll continue to take. And then on top of that, we're going to continue to get the truth out about what it really is, that it's just myth, it's theory, there's nothing proven. And so that's the angles we're using today.
All right. Well, now, finally, we've got the Commodity Classic coming up next week. And what are the big issues that are going to be faced here? I assume we just hit on two of them. What are we going to be talking about in Anaheim?
Well, you know, at Commodity Classic is when we really sit down and the states bring forth policy and resolutions on the direction NCGA should be looking at. And so the climate legislation, indirect land use, higher ethanol blends. And then the other thing that we haven't talked about a whole lot yet but is looming is tax policy when it comes to the ethanol industry. And so VTEC and the import tariff. So those things will definitely bring a lot of discussion in our resolution sessions and our policy decision making.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much, Darren. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting from Jefferson City.